Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stanley Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us day after day, together by the radio, to open God's precious Word and to study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible again to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7, and we're looking at verse number 14, where the Word of God said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land." From this verse of scripture, we're looking at God's recipe for revival. I've broken this verse into three simple thoughts. Number one, we see the people of revival. God said, "If my people, which are called by my name." Second, we see the plan of revival. God said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways." Then we see the promise of revival. God said, "Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land." Thus far in our study, we have looked at the people of revival, and I pointed out to you, revival never has come through Congress or through community organizations or through civic clubs, but revival comes through the churches, God's people. And I said to you that God's people can be identified by the fact, first of all, they are a purchased people. We do not belong to ourselves. We have been bought and paid for by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then because of this, we realize that we have a responsibility of glorifying God in our body and in our spirit, which are His. So the first identification mark of God's people is we're a purchased people. Second, we are a purged people. The Bible said in the last half of Revelation chapter 1, verse number 5, "Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." And then I said to you, number 3, that we are a peculiar people. The Bible said in the book of Titus chapter number 2 and verse number 14, "Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." So we looked at the people of revival. Then we began our study on the plan of revival. God said, "If my people will do 4 things." Number 1, humble themselves. And in our study of that portion of Scripture, we found out that there were 4 times in the Scriptures where God teaches us to humble ourselves. Nowhere is it indicated in the Word of God that we are to pray that God would make us humble. I want to say again, if God has to make us humble, He'll have to break our will. And if He breaks our will, You'll have to first break our heart. So God said, humble yourself. And then I said to you that humility is the opposite of pride. Then number two, God said, and pray. And I pointed out to you on the broadcast yesterday that praying is not just saying words. No, my friend, prayer is coming into the presence of God. Prayer is communing with the person of God. And prayer is claiming the promises of God. And I want to say again, you and I have a standing invitation to come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And you and I do live in needing times. I trust that we will pray boldly at the throne of grace. And then may I say especially to each one today who has problems, heartaches, and heartbreaks, you and I have a standing invitation to cast all of our care upon Him, for He careth for you. And then may I say to you who have special needs in your life today, we have a standing invitation in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6, to let our request be made known unto God. We do not have to go to some priest or some preacher or any other person here on earth. We were saved, are priests of God, and therefore we have access to the throne of grace. The Bible said in 1 Timothy 2:5, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. We do not need anyone else to do our praying. We can pray ourselves. And of course, that's not to say that we do not share each other's burden. But I want you to understand, friend, we have access to the throne of God through the Lord Jesus Christ as our mediator. But I want you to come with me in the Word of God. And I want to look at several verses on the broadcast today about prayer. And notice the promises that are given to us in these verses of Scripture if we will only pray and follow out the principles that are laid out in the Word of God. I love the verse in the book of Jeremiah chapter 33, verse number 3. Listen to this verse of Scripture. God said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God simply says, if you need me, call me. And if you'll call me, then I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Again, the Word of God said, you shall seek for me and shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. What a promise. What a blessing. But then I come to the New Testament, and I find our Lord saying in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Our Lord gave a parable in Luke chapter number 18. And I want you to listen to the message in these verses of Scripture. Verse number 1, the Bible said, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. May I just stop and say, a praying Christian will never be a fainting Christian. And a fainting Christian is one who is not a praying Christian. But then he continues on in verse number 2, saying, there was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Listen to the conclusion our Lord gave in verse number 8. He said, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. So here we find that the Lord Jesus Christ gives us this parable to tell us not to just pray once and forget it, but to be continuous in our praying. Notice again the Bible said in verse number 4, and he would not avenge her for a while, but after he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard men, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. So God is teaching us that the Lord is pleased when we are continually at the throne of grace in prayer over our needs. Then notice again the promise given to us in John 14 and verse number 14. Our Lord said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Then we find in Acts chapter 4, verse number 31, the Bible said, when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And God's still able to do that today. I want to say again, dear friend, that our God is a God that answers prayer. As a matter of fact, the Bible said over in the book of Psalm chapter number 65 and verse number 2, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Friend, there will never be revival until there is some Bible praying. God said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. May I speak in a very personal manner to each Christian that listens to me today. Will you join me and let's pray for God to send revival to our country again? Will you do that? Our time is gone. Father, honor your word, help your people, and please send revival to all of us. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust the broadcast was a blessing to you today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Let me remind you that Harvest Time is a listener-supported radio ministry. God has been so gracious to allow us to preach on many stations across the country and then around the world several times a day by internet as well as shortwave radio. And the only way we can pay the bills and continue to broadcast is that you, the listener, share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.